Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite. And we got G-Bag flags to give away. There's pizza happening. Some people are playing pool. We got the show. It's an extravaganza. And I will just tell you personally, about 3 weeks ago on my birthday, our garage door quit working. And Colby Tolbert and his guys immediately, they created an appointment for me that would not normally exist. And were able to fix it, I think, in 12 hours.
That is impressive. 12 hours?
It's crazy. You know, the only reason it was 12 hours is because he said, do you want me to come by tonight? And I was like, we're supposed to be doing like a dinner and everything. Otherwise, it would have been way quicker.
You know, and I'm glad that you used the service of Colby Tolbert. I just texted him one day and said, hey, I have a problem.
Yeah.
Is this the solution? And he said, yes, I can bring you a battery to take care of it right now. And I was like, that's my dude right there. That's what I'm talking about. And guess what? The battery fixed everything. So if I hadn't known him, what would I be doing with my life? Stuck in the garage still? That's what I'd be doing.
Right. And I'm glad that you're here.
Yeah.
To do.
I wouldn't have been able to get out of the garage.
I'm so glad that
you're
here.
What was I going to do? I don't know how to lift that garage door, Kevin.
Sure. And you know,
without my lift.
Well, by the way, and depending on what's wrong with the garage door opener, it will go from you could maybe lift it to it is going to be impossible
no,
for you to lift.
It is shut down.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. The Stars begin play tonight, and I am already regretting this segment, because I already see the text coming in. From the 972, my bold prediction is the Stars are going to go 82-0. From the 903, there's only one answer for this, Kevin, and that's 82-0. But I assume you're going to have a problem with that or say it's not possible. I guarantee that is not possible, and the Stars will not go 82-0. That's not being a hater. That's living in this reality.
That is absolute hate, Kevin. You can call it reality if you want, but why don't you dream of 82-0? You know, like, that's the thing that I don't understand. Everybody wants that opportunity. How amazing would it be to be the one team in history that went 82-0 and then set the mark for everybody else out there?
I'm telling you.
And you're like, nope, I can't even see that.
That is a nightmare scenario for the Stars. They would go into the NHL playoffs with more pressure on them than any team in the history of organized athletics.
You know what?
If they win a series 4-1, people would be like, what happened? Why did you only win 4-1?
You know what, though? That actually did happen. Remember when we covered the Plano West baseball team?
Yes, and guess what? They carried the burden of being undefeated into the playoffs. And when they won a series 2-1, everyone's like, whoa,
what happened? They lost the first game of that series, and the coach went, I'm glad we lost.
Yes.
Now we can move on from it. So that would actually only help them get to the Stanley Cup, Kevin.
Because okay.
They ended up winning the state championship that
year.
That
actually is true. Well, great.
82-0 is definitely the one that I'm going to go for, Kevin.
No, well, fine. Then I'll just say this to what you always say. I bet you can't.
Mm.
So that's what I'll say.
I can't. The Stars can.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go to Lisa Simakopoulos to start this. She had a couple of bold predictions. Want to see, they get bolder as we go along, how you feel about these predictions, okay?
Okay.
Start number one. The Stars will finish with a top three power play in the NHL. I think this is achievable.
Top three.
Because you think about where Gulletin came from,
yeah,
and just that destructive force of nature that was their power play.
Yeah, and they were effective last year, too.
Yes.
And now the way that they might use Mikko interests me a lot.
Yeah.
And then he might double dip a little bit, that they might feel a little stronger in certain. I really like this idea, and it also gets Mikko on the ice more, which he likes.
Yes.
And also gives us, you know, more opportunities to see Superman moments like he had in the playoffs against Colorado. Yeah, dude, I think that they can definitely be a top three power play unit out there.
For the 972, come on, y'all. Man, time flies. It seems like just yesterday, Kevin was swearing up and down the Stars were terrible and couldn't go 82-0. Not that first part, but yes,
from the 903,
I agree, you can't.
903, they won't go 82-0. 81-1, maybe. So I appreciate that, y'all. I appreciate they don't. That.
And they said with the first tie in the history of the NHL. They used to have ties. That's not the first tie in the history of the NHL.
You don't know that.
All right. I do know that. So this one is interesting. And we talked about it with Brian Ray earlier in the day. Jason Robertson breaks 100 points again. Now, this would be huge.
I don't know how.
Okay, so this would be huge for the team. This would be huge for Robertson himself and obviously have major implications on what that contract is going to look like. You just said you don't know how.
So he's lining up on the Johnston-Bork line, it looks like.
I mean, look, Wyatt Johnston gets back to where
Brian Ray told us Wyatt Johnston looks like a man now rather than the boy that he has always been.
Did he say because he had a beard?
But he also said he was thicker.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
He put on some body. He put on some bulk. I don't know what to expect from Bork because he's like we've seen him a couple times now get out there on the ice and looks fun, right?
Yeah,
he took advantage of a couple of opportunities. He was opportunistic in the playoffs. I just don't know. It feels like Robertson's game is slower than playoff hockey. And whenever we get to playoffs, we see that, right? We see that you're just like, all right, dude, you got to really move a little bit quicker. And
although he still gives you these weird, like, five-game bursts where you're like, man, maybe this is our best player. And then it goes back to, never mind.
Yeah, and maybe it's my own mind thinking that hence Rantanen and Lyon's going to get all the goals and everybody else is just going to kind of be around. But I guess because he's lining up next to Johnston and Bork, like, that gives him really good opportunities to set the table for him, too. Because he's really good at assists.
Yeah.
He's really good at setting the table. And so I just don't see it.
Okay.
I just don't see it, but that doesn't mean that I don't believe he can be an 80-point guy.
Okay.
But that's the history of this team, right?
Yeah.
Because you have a bunch of guys that are really here, but you never had anything that was exceptional, and now you feel like you have Rantanen, but you're like...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, will he just fall back into the fold? There's a lot of questions I have about this team, and I just really want to see Gullickson grow this thing fast.
I want to set expectations for this, just kind of pick your brain. What's your percentage breakdown for the value of Robertson based on this season? Is it like 50-50 regular season playoffs? Is it 30-70 with the advantage?
What do you mean value?
Like, your value for his contract going forward. I know he's a restricted free agent.
Playoffs.
Okay.
70-30.
Playoffs. Okay.
Like, he can do all the good things in the regular season, and you know what? Nil's definitely smarter than me. And he's probably going to go, hey, we got to get to the playoffs somehow, Corey. But you've said it, we've said it, we've talked about it a lot, very similar to the Cowboys. Championship game is what we need to get past. And so if you're something that can get us there, that's great. But getting us past that, that's the next phase of that. And I don't know that I've guaranteed that he is the factor yet for me.
Okay. All right. Now, somebody threw out there from the 903, top five power play, top five penalty kill. First of all,
dude,
that combination means you're going to be smoking people in the regular season.
I would love that.
And Otter wins the Vezina. This is something that we've talked about for a while. That is one of Assimikopoulos's predictions. This Jake Ottinger is a Vezina Trophy finalist. Now, they only take three for that. I wanted to tie that into this real quick. The tiers of goaltenders. So the Athletic took an anonymous panel of NHL coaches to rate all of the starters. Okay? And tier one has four people in it. Ottinger is not one of them.
Ooh,
but
wow.
Ottinger is the top person in tier two, which means they have him ranked as the fifth best goalie in the league, which that's a great place to be. But consider this. He was split right down the middle, or just about. Six people put him in tier one, five people put him in tier two. And everybody described him as a workhorse because they also talked to retired goalies. And so workhorse came up a lot. But I think you'll appreciate this, Corey. The reason why he was not put in Tier 1 is the people who put him in Tier 2 say they want him to take over more in the playoffs. And I feel like that is a concern we have heard from Stars fans through the years for sure.
I've said this for, I feel like, the last 3 years about the playoffs. We had Dobby had a great run, right?
He had that run
that we were like, wow, he is standing on his head. But we were spoiled by the 99 season and watching Ed Belfour in those playoffs and his sterling service out there.
By the way, really random, in a few weeks, I think it's the first weekend of November, or I guess the one after the Halloween weekend, so many players from that 99 Cup team are all going to be signing at the Dallas Card Show. So if you're so inclined, go ahead.
We got spoiled by how good he was.
And, I agree.
And the goalies he beat along the way, to Patrick Waugh, Dominique Hasek, like that.
Agreed.
He was defeating the best goalies.
Yes.
And that's the mindset that I always have is you have to be the best goalie on the ice that night. And there are nights when I'm like, I know he's the best. There are plays when I'm like, that's why he's the best. And then there are outcomes that I'm like, dude, why wasn't he the best? And you want that 10, 15 game run where you're just like, nobody could beat him. And that's what we're missing. And once he does that, he'll go into this like legendary status. Right now he's still young. Dude, goalies last for like 58 years, I feel like.
Yeah.
So he's still got the time to do it. It's just you'd like to see him do it with this bunch.
Yeah, and you know what? I think the narrative is pushed too far in him the other way. I also agree at times I'd like to see him take over more in the playoffs, but there seems to be this bizarre narrative that he's just not good in the playoffs.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's not.
No, and I didn't mean to...
No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying other folks.
Yeah, no, it's not true. It's just there's this... You want to see this stretch where it's just like... unbelievable, you know, and that's where you get that. It's and again, it could be maybe McDavid is your guy that does, you know, maybe it's Rantanen that has that stretch. You don't need Otter to do it, just whoever it is to go take over.
From the 903, ties were before the merger. Not true. And from the 972, Razor said a team's never won a cup with a first year coach. I can guarantee you that's inaccurate. What about the first year of the NHL?
In your face.
Now, after that, maybe they're right. But the first year of the NHL,
and that's your Razor's edge.
Yeah, somebody had to be in their first year as the coach.
By the way, I do love Razor. I think he's fantastic.
No, absolutely. And that actually is a good fact.
Kevin from the 254 update, Bevo is in Red Oak now. So people got to keep track of what's going on.
All right. Thank you very much. What do you think about the idea that Nils Lundqvist. I like saying it like that. No, I like saying it my way.
All right.
Is solidified as a top four role with the team with 20 minutes of ice time a night.
Man, talking to Tiffin yesterday about that was really, you know, and even Brian Ray kind of talking about it a little bit. I would love for him to be the one that we always thought that he would be. So I would love for that to happen.
Now, you've liked plenty of these predictions.
Oh, crap.
And I want to make sure I point out that
here goes Kevin. 0-82, basically, what Kevin's saying.
That Lisa Simakopoulos is a great reporter. She's great on the Stars beat. This is her final prediction. The Stars get eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. I want to make sure that is not attached to my name.
Kevin.
Don't blame this on me.
I have a big fear of this.
Do you?
I do.
Oh.
First-year head coach, you know, and, like, we love him because we love Glenn Gullitzen. We got to know him a lot whenever we were working Saturdays and Sundays, thanks to our boy Waddle for hooking up those interviews. But my fear is, like, DeBoer had this thing as running his machine. Like, everybody understood their responsibilities. I feel like you're going to get a little bit of a dip somewhere. I know the talent's there. They have expectations.
Sure.
But when things go wrong, Gullitzen's going to have to figure out how to lean on those guys to keep things right and get them back collected quickly.
Yeah.
And I've never seen him in a playoff series, so I don't know his chess pieces. I don't know how he works that. So I do have a very big fear of this happening. And because now, like Choppy said the other day, I love this line from Choppy. He was like, dude, the Stars get their mail in the semifinals. Like, that's where it's delivered.
Yeah.
But the idea of being entitled to be there is completely different than earning your way into that spot and then earning your way to the next one. And that's the thing that I'm kind of concerned about is those guys going, yeah, no, we belong there. We'll be there. Instead of all those little things that they did to get there in the first place.
Yeah, and I think, like, that's a great place to be, but that also makes me nervous for the season, you know? Because, like, I know Brian Ray was just joking around with us, but he was like, hey, let's play the first game first.
Yes.
And he's right about that.
Yes, no, he's dead
but
on.
But you can't help but have those thoughts of, I said it last year, I'll say it again this year, it is Stanley Cup or bust. I firmly believe if you went across the Stars fan base, even with a new head coach because of what they've been doing, if they don't make it to the Stanley Cup final and maybe win it, it's going to be a disappointing season.
That's true.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.